The Senate is getting close to a vote on legislation that would block liability suits against gun manufacturers and dealers. The gun industry and the National Rifle Association say the bill is needed to save the firearms industry from what they call junk lawsuits. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the Republican leadership has pushed the legislation to the top of its agenda.
This bill fits into the mundane category of tort reform, often a sleep-inducing topic, but Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina called the gun liability debate a defining cultural moment in the history of our country, one that poses this question.
When and under what circumstances can someone get in your wallet, hold you responsible financially for an event, no matter how unfortunate it might be?
The unfortunate events are shootings that have driven victims and their families to launch a spate of lawsuits. They've charged that gun dealers and gun makers could have stopped those shootings. Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois described one suit filed just today. 10-year-old Fahim Thomas Childs was killed as he left his elementary school in Philadelphia last year. The shooter, Durbin said, has a record and could not buy a gun. So he sent his girlfriend into a gun shop, and the dealer
sold the gun to the girlfriend of the gang member. The gun hits the street. The gun kills the little boy. And the courthouse doors will be closed to that family because of this bill.
The Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act would only allow suits against manufacturers and sellers who knowingly break a law or make a faulty weapon. Democrats say it would allow dealers to profit from sales to criminals. Senator Lindsey Graham said the legislation does allow suits against sellers who break the law, but
you wouldn't want to hold the seller or the distributor liable if he had no reason to understand that a criminal conspiracy by two people that he's not responsible for was about to happen, because that would be unfair.
The Senate followed that logic and blocked an amendment that would have allowed suits against sellers who are grossly negligent. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist blocked most other Democratic amendments. He also helped the bill rocket past other pressing business, such as the Defense Authorization Bill. That sparked charges by Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts that a certain lobbying group was calling the shots.
This bill has one motivation: payback by the Bush administration and the Republican leadership of the Congress to the powerful special interests of the National Rifle Association.
The Senate did agree to a requirement that all handguns be sold with a child safety lock. That's an amendment the gun industry says it can live with, since most handguns are already sold with some sort of locking device. Senator Larry Craig of Idaho, the bill's sponsor and an NRA board member, warned that trigger locks only do their job when a responsible adult remembers to use them. Craig said that many of the cities bringing suits against the gun industry also needed to act responsibly and fight crime.
Instead of insisting that their communities and their prosecutors and their law enforcement go after the criminal element, they, in large part, in their frustration, looked for an easy way out.
Last year, Democrats torpedoed the legislation by attaching a renewal of the assault weapons ban. That led the NRA to drop its support for the measure. This year, Senate leaders are pushing for a straight up or down vote on a clean bill, and a bigger Republican majority may allow them to do just that. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.